If a teacher believed in the student to be capable to do something, the student performed much, much, much better than a student whose teacher don't believe in this student. I don't know if you see. So for even your parents, so if your parents believe really much in you, that you can achieve a lot of things, then you're more likely to be able to achieve something. So, and probably this is this concept of self and
learned helplessness.
Okay. Yes. Yeah, because at the end, this is still again something that we internalize. So it's something like I'm able to do it or I'm not able to do it. And depending on the answer that you give to yourself, that you internalize and you, your subconscious tell you, you will perform well or bad. I'm making another example. I think it's also very clear with medicine. So, you know, just the placebo, for example. If you do believe, I mean, placebo at the end is working. So they give you a medicine which has nothing at all. Then they compare. And if you do believe that it's working, it's working. So it shows how much the belief that we can make it, that it's happening, or that we're able to recover from that illness is influencing the result. And I believe there could be something similar with work, with sport. So if we get a placebo, let's say, we can make it.
Very much. And I think this concept is also has been related to depression or mental well-being, mental illness, right? That people who have a higher level of learned helplessness in certain areas, they are more likely to become ill in that sense.